Online with us right now, I have Katie Felch from Marketing PR at NTC. What can you tell us about the final results after that check presentation?
Yep, we were up in Merrill on a Tuesday morning and were fortunate to be the recipients of a check from the Merrill Area Community Foundation in the amount of $9,900. We're very grateful that gift is going to be used to purchase a moving target training system that will be used at our Public Safety Center of Excellence. So it will go toward the purchase of some of those units. And we're excited for the opportunity to purchase those units because it will enable our learners to use these robotic, they actually move around on a robotic system, their tactical targets that we can use outside. And it provides a simulated experience for our learners so they can kind of have that real-time a simulated emergency situation. So we're excited for the opportunity to purchase that new equipment through this donation.
How many units will that help buy, and what's the target number of units for the Safety Center?
We are working on that information right now. I don't have those figures in front of me, but I can get that for you.
Okay. Other than that, the purchase will probably happen over the winter, install in the spring. Is that correct?
Yes, we are currently finalizing all of the construction up at the center, and we will be opening the center. We have some training that will be occurring already this fall, and we will be opening for additional classes and seminars with the spring semester in January. We will have an open house and ribbon cutting ceremony in April. We'll kind of let the snow melt a little bit before we get everybody out there to see the equipment live and in action and really be able to see those simulations taking place and what type of training can occur out there.
Okay. I imagine that'd be a pretty good demonstration to watch.
Yeah, like I said, we're excited. The exciting thing about this facility overall, in addition to these moving target training system, is that it enables public safety personnel from not only our district, which is geographically as large as the state of Connecticut, but also from the Midwest and perhaps nationally because of the unique nature of this center. People will come to Merrill, they'll be able to train on this equipment and have these simulated experiences, which are going to make them more effective if they're in an actual emergency. So we're very excited. It's a neat time for Merrill. We're very grateful to the commitment that's been made, not only by the Merrill Area Community Foundation, but by the entire community of Merrill, a number of businesses that have donated to the Emergency Village. It's really a great example of public partnership with the community that we are serving.
Bring me up to speed on the actual center itself. The targets are far from the only thing happening at this new facility, correct? You've got a lot of different types of training and classwork and other facilities going into the Merrill Center.
Yep, absolutely. This is just the latest. Unfortunately, a couple years ago, we were hit when a tornado hit the Merrill community. Our campus was affected by that tornado as well. So in the process of rebuilding at that time, we kind of took a step back and took a look at what were the future needs of the public safety industry going to be. And when we rebuilt, we added on some additional things. So in addition to some of the things that were already there, we have a splash tower, a burn tower, and some other training equipment for the fire and EMS services. We've added an emergency village and emergency vehicle operations track, or an EVOC track, as we call it. So the EVOC track will allow individuals from public safety, fire, EMS, police, to train on a simulated track similar in size to a country road and width, and really be able to get out there and maneuver, learn maneuvering tactics. They can simulate if there is a spill of some kind, and really give them that hands-on training in a safe environment and preparing them for going out into the workforce. The Emergency Village, that was made possible through donations by a number of Merrill area businesses, and what it is it's a city block. It has the storefronts of the businesses who donated to that project, and it's essentially you can walk down, and we kind of liken it to a Hogan's Alley type of experience where your things can come out. These mobile training units can come out into the street. It might be a woman with a baby carriage. It might be someone who's robbing a simulated bank, and then they can practice these live exercises within that facility. So there will be a lot going on, and we are very excited because we expect that several thousand public safety personnel will train in that facility throughout the year. So it's a great opportunity to bring people to Merrill and to expose people to state-of-the-art public safety training.
Is there anything else like this in Wisconsin? If not, where's the nearest one?
To our knowledge, there's not anything exactly like this in Wisconsin, and there's maybe one other one in the Midwest. So that's where we think we have the opportunity to draw people in. Obviously, our first priority will be serving our local public safety personnel, fire, EMS, criminal justice. But we think there's a possibility to expand it to the Midwest and perhaps nationally to bring people to Merrill. They will then, you know, dine in the restaurants, you know, stay in the hotels, purchase gas. So we think it has an opportunity not only to be a training, but also economic development for that region, too.
All right. Anything you want to add today?
I think that's everything. We're just really excited, and we're very fortunate that the community of Merrill has really given back to the college and been a great partner in order to make all of these things happen. There's a lot of wonderful businesses, the Community Foundation, the City of Merrill, who first donated the land that the Public Safety Center is on. It's been a great, tremendous partner, and we couldn't have done all of these wonderful things without the support of government, of business, and of the community of Merrill.